Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare here for Crescent Automotive. If buying a car is a nightmare for you, my friends, Brian and Jamie Johnson at Crescent Automotive make it simple to find your pre-owned dream car with no hassle, affordable windshield pricing. No matter where you live, they will get your American dream car to you, baby. DriveCrescent.com is all you need to know. Their whole inventory is right there with the right price. Everybody drives a Crescent. You should too. DriveCrescent.com.
This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Once a world champion wrestler, now a champion for Christ. Once the Russian Nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. And your tag team partner, Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up.
Welcome back to It's Time to Man Up. Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare. Oh, wait a minute. The devil's worst nightmare. And in studio with me today, a friend that we go way, way, way back. Bruce Birchfield. Bruce, welcome to It's Time to Man Up.
Thank you, Nikita. It's a privilege to be with you today.
You know, I was just trying to remember, Bruce, just how far our relationship goes back. And it seems to me, and you might bring some clarity to this, it seems to me that I'm thinking around 1995 when you returned from the mission field with YWAM, right? You were with YWAM for a number of years?
That's correct. We were with Youth with the Mission for 8 years, and we returned the day before Thanksgiving in 95. So it's definitely when we met.
Okay. So, wow, I still got a pretty good memory at my age. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So 1995, you and I have, we met. I know we met at church and just really kind of connected right from the start, I feel like.
Absolutely. You know, we had kids similar age, and we connected right off the bat and started doing stuff together, you know?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like my, and actually I was, you know, I was relatively, you said, you're talking about 1995, end of 95, so I was very young in my walk with the Lord, because it was October of 93 that I'd given my life to the Lord. So it was barely over 2 years that I was, as my friend Lex Luger says, I was a baby Christian when I met you.
Yep. Well, we hit the ground running. You hit the ground running. You know, we went to the Brownsville Revival in the summer of 97, packed your van and headed down with about 16 other people, 8 couples, and for a week, and that was life-changing.
Well, it was. In fact, I had that. I'd made a note of that, those early years, the outpouring in the mid-90s down there in Pensacola, for those who might not be familiar with that. But let me back up for a second to the YWAM. So how many years did you serve, and where all did you serve with YWAM?
We served 8 years, and it was all over Asia and the Pacific. But the last 3 years, we were in India. We were up in Kashmir, India, our last stint, if you will, right on the line of control between India and Pakistan, disputed area. But it was a great time. We had 3 kids then, but really felt the protection of the Lord. And one of the families ended up staying long term. They're still there in the area today, and they've seen literally a church planting movement grow in northern India because of their faithfulness for the last, you know, 25 years.
Wow, that's amazing. I know we were actually, before we went on air, we were talking with Stu Epperson about a film or something that you were a part of that was converted and you were able to help distribute that?
Yeah, it was the Jesus film. They had translated their 300th language was Kashmiri. And so we got the VHSs back then, for those old timers.
For those listeners who might remember what that is, yeah,
correct.
A VCR.
Yep. Yeah. So we got the first ones hot off the press, and we were able to distribute those. And so the Kashmiri people were able to view the Jesus film in their local dialect. And so there's 3-4 million of them. So it was an awesome time to be there and to witness for the Lord and, you know, do what we did.
Wow, that's incredible. And I know, so you mentioned you felt the call to come back home, back to the U.S., so we connect. And we do have some relatability as well. You mentioned children with similar ages, and I know many of them became good friends over the years with each other. And
yeah, they were doing smackdowns in the nursery at First Assembly at church. Yeah,
that's right.
Got kicked out. Come on, tell him, Nick. Colby got kicked out of the nursery.
I just had Colby. I had Colby on the show, believe it or
okay.
not. I know
right.
it's called It's Time to Man Up.
Yeah.
But I just felt glad. She has such a credible story. You just reminded me of that. For like this is like for real. Like she was they were in the nursery. And I don't know. I did not teach Colby to bite people on the neck, but but she got literally kicked out of the nursery for biting.
Suspended
yeah. for months for biting your youngest child. Right?
Yeah, Jennings.
Jennings.
Yeah.
And does he still have the scar on his neck?
No, he doesn't.
It's long gone.
Yeah. He's good.
Because she broke the skin. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And they came to us. They said, we got a problem. I'm like, well, what's the problem? Like, your daughter, like, wants to bite everybody. And I'm like, she didn't get that from me, I promise. Well, maybe she did. But anyway, she eventually got eventually welcomed back into the nursery.
That's
but
right.
It did take months. But boy, so there's a memory there and a story there, right?
Yep.
So I got four children. You got four. But for a while there, we're going neck and neck on grandkids, too, but you've kind of blown by me recently.
That's right. Our 12th one is due within the week. So
wow.
Yep, 12th, Jessica's due.
12th one is on its way, and I've got a 9th one on the way.
All right.
So now I'm lagging a little behind, yep. But I got a feeling when it's all said and done that we may have about an equal amount of grandchildren in addition to children as well.
Yeah.
So. Well, that's amazing. Your wife, Lisa, I mean, she's very involved and engaged in, of course, ministry with you over the years as well.
Absolutely. We've done everything together in ministry, in a life, and, you know, with the family. And so she's just been awesome. And we're going on, I guess, 34 years this next August. So.
34 years.
Yep.
Well, congratulations on that. That's in today's world, that's a milestone in itself. So.
Absolutely. We're big on building family. If you remember, you know, what we did with the rite of passage with the young ladies and the young men back
we're
in the
talk
day.
About that.
And, all right.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And of course, you have some great history there. Your dad, I mean, you know, I remember, again, in those early years of my journey with the Lord, an early morning Bible study that he would conduct. And if I'm not mistaken, originally at the insurance company. You and your brother have Birchfield Insurance.
Correct.
But we'd meet there once a week, I think, pretty early, 6 a.m., 6:30, I forget, but it was early.
Yes, we did. One time we had five or six going throughout the week, you know, in the morning, noontime, just discipling businessmen and, you know, come one, come all. And so we did a lot of that.
So your dad really kind of set the tone for your family. And, you know, we mentioned YWAM, we mentioned the Pensacola outpouring in the mid 90s. Certainly, the Bible studies. And so your family has made its mark on Concord, North Carolina, and that community. Something, you introduced me to in 2005. So we're going to fast forward from the mid 90s and that outpouring as we continue to build our friendship together. And you invited me to a conference out in Kansas City in 2005.
That's correct. We had started going out to the One Thing conference that was associated with the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. And in 2005, they had been going 6 years, 24/7, night and day prayer and worship. And so they had a conference for young people and, of course, adults, families. But from the 28th of December to the 1st of January, every year. So we started going, and you were the one of the first ones to go with us. And then we started taking bunches of people, you know.
And I want to tell you what, that for me was a It was a game changer for me. You know, I'm reminded of the scriptures talks about, you know, just going from glory to glory and just growing and, you know, having that heart, that hunger, that thirst to grow in our walks. And although that was kind of centered around or focused on really kind of teens and 20-year-olds,
correct.
But what was amazing from that very first one we went to in 2005, where there was, I would say, approximately 10,000.
That's correct.
People there. Eventually, as we went back and took our children and as you said, others and family members and friends, we saw it grow to, I think at its largest, I want to say about 25,000 teens and 20-something.
At least. It got close to about 35 when they're meeting in Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City.
Yeah, Mike and Diane Bickle, and Mike really became like a mentor for me. I only met him for the first time. I got to spend 3 or 4 days with him in Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill this past New Year's Eve conference down there, and really got to share my heart with him, how his life and his vision for this movement impacted my life, and many of his books that he wrote and all the I ended up attending, I think, since 2005, about 12 different conferences.
Yeah,
kind of on and off. And so it was I just felt a real blessing for me to be able to face-to-face just share that with him and his wife. And fast forward all these years, Bruce, 1999, they launched that. 21 years now. I want my listeners to really wrap your head around this. Consider or think about prayer, worship. I mean, I'm talking a new worship set every 2 hours transitioning in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop for 21 years now.
And that's correct.
And the vision is we're not stopping until Jesus returns,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
And in addition to the worship, and you know, go on ihopkc.org, ihopkc.org. If you're not familiar with this prayer movement, it has impacted the nations now, right?
Absolutely. They had a conference for the Chinese just 2 years ago, and they had 1,000 Chinese house church leaders only come out in September, October. Just for a special conference from them. So it has impacted the nations, every nation of the world.
And I don't remember the hard numbers, but I think when Mike and Diane first had this vision, and it wasn't like they had this vision just launched. It was back in the 80s, they had it up on their church walls, like 24-hour prayer worship, and people are like, what's that? And they're like, I don't know yet, but God gave it to us, right?
That's right. They had the banner up there for 16 years.
Okay.
And yep.
So I want that to be an encouragement to somebody out there who's listening. Maybe God's given you a vision for something or put a ministry on your heart or something that don't get impatient. Don't get impatient. 16 years, God gave Mike and Diane this vision that came to fruition and launched in 1999. 21 years later, it's making its impact. I think there were like not even just a handful. You could probably count them on one hand how many 24-hour prayer rooms there were in 1999.
Absolutely. There actually were only probably two in the United States of America. And now there's, just hundreds and even thousands around the world. And my thanks to you. You know, we started ours in Concord. It's not 24/7, but we started a house of prayer in Concord in November 15th of 2007, and you were an integral part of that. Mm-hmm. You know, on your weekends and stuff, you spent many a nights in the house of prayer.
I did.
Keeping the candle lit, so to say.
I did. You converted up above the Birchfield Insurance.
That's
Concord.
Correct.
You converted that whole top section and turned it into IHOP Concord, and were gracious enough to give me a key. And you are right. I don't even know how many hours I spent there in that prayer room just soaking in the presence of Jesus, that 24-hour worship being piped through the technology. Or sometimes, you guys, you know.
We did live sets, yep.
Live sets.
Yep.
Yeah, live sets and harp and bowl prayer, right?
That's right. And we're still going today. My son, you know, Joshua Birchfield helps to direct that and lead that. And so this next generation's coming up, and those guys are really helping to carry the torch
forward.
They're
pressing in.
They are.
You're handing them the baton, and they're running with it.
That's
correct.
They're
running the race. I think I'll say this real quick. I think the longest stretch I had there without, from when I got there, I remember going there. It just felt led of the Lord to go there after a church service on Sundays.
It was days, I know.
Yeah, it would have been about like 1 p.m. on Sunday. And I left. I remember leaving sometime on Tuesday. I remember leaving the house of prayer. And man, the things the Lord just, how he ministered to me down. And through a time, we're going to talk about this in a second, to overcoming adversity, because it was through a time where I was going through some real adversity in relationships and my family. But before we get there, I want to just touch on this too, because you, not only are you a man of God and a godly husband, a godly father, but you run some very, we've already mentioned once, you're an entrepreneur. You run some successful businesses, you and your brother Brian. Of course, I mentioned Birchfield Insurance, but you guys have this family-run business in Concord called the Sports Center. Now, I like to say this. It's the premier fitness center in the area. Tell my listeners just a quick backdrop on how many years you've had that.
Well, my father and a couple partners started it in 1982. They opened the doors in 82. And so we've been going for 38 strong years. And so we bought out the other partners and
Minnesota Viking, I remember.
That's right, Sammy Johnson.
He
played for Chapel Hill and then went to Minnesota. So yeah, but we've been there. We took it over in 2006, and so we've been running it ever since, doing extreme makeover and just continue to build it.
And it is state of the art, and it's full amenities, right? I mean,
oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got 6 racquetball courts, 9 tennis courts, 3 swimming pools, sauna, spas, hot tubs, you know, basketball, CrossFit, group fitness, spinning, nursery. I mean, you name it, massage. So we've got an infrared medical sauna. So a little bit of everything.
And probably, perhaps, maybe I'll say the best part, not that all that's not good, the presence of God is in that place.
Well, we dedicated it to the Lord in prayer, and we continue to do that every day, but we put scripture on stakes in the 4 corners of our 11 acres and one in the middle. And we have just continued. My general manager, Randy Green, strong Christian, and a lot of our core staff are. We use, it's not just a place for us of work and business. It's a place of ministry. It's a place of life. And so I encourage and challenge my staff, share your faith, share a testimony, encourage the people, one another. And so this is the place where we are to live out our faith. We've got to live out our faith in the marketplace, to be that salt, to be that light, and not just salt and light, but an active voice, a voice of truth, a voice of love, a voice of hope and encouragement. And Lord knows we need it in this day and age more than ever.
Absolutely. And it kind of reminds me of kind of the vision God gave Lex and I for Man Camp, which I know you're familiar with, the 1 Thessalonians, being whole in spirit, soul, and body. So here's a fitness center. Here's a facility where you can go and certainly train your muscles and exercise and work out and learn about diets and nutrition and all those sorts of things. But on top of that, engage in or be a part of working those spiritual muscles and mental muscles as well.
Oh, absolutely. We have numerous prayer meetings and actual Bible studies in our facility. People will come and ask me, hey, can we do one on this night or this morning? And I just saw the guys this morning, Thursday morning, they have one and that my dad's a part of.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, let's, on that note, let's shift gears, talk a little bit more about, you know, we're going to talk about overcoming adversity. And of course, over the years, I'd mentioned I was going through a challenging time. You and I both have had some challenging times in our lives, and specifically for you, you know, physically, you've had some challenges. But we've had a few challenges, have we not, Bruce?
We have.
And all these years later, right? Here we are, still supporting one another, still encouraging one another, just, you know, what I would consider just a true brother in the Lord.
Yes, you've been, and I've been a be there for your brother. I mean, I've been going through 12 years with a struggle with chronic pain because of 8 back surgeries. So I was in the best shape of my life at 41.
You're still in good shape, by the way.
Well, but relatively speaking, you know, I eat well and I can walk, but I can't, do much other, exercise. But I am overcoming the chronic pain that can just, wear you down 24/7. Talk about 24/7 prayer, but 24/7 chronic pain. And by the grace of God, I'm on the uphill climb.
Good, good. And what are some, so some of our listeners out there, maybe they're struggling with something physically or, and of course, then that can affect you mentally. It can affect you spiritually, right?
I mean, it does.
It's all interconnected, right? You can't really separate those out, spirit, soul, and body.
You can't.
Right? They're all kind of connected. So what's something you've done or what's helped you in the face of this adversity? What's helped you be an overcomer?
Definitely staying connected daily and even moment by moment with the Lord and being grateful, being thankful for the things that I do have. You know, I've got 5 fingers, 10 fingers, 10 toes, I can walk, I've got eyes, I've got ears, and so a great family and wife. And so, but really connected to the Lord in a serious way. I mean, reading the Bible every day and sitting down with the Lord and not as a religious deal, but Jesus, if your grace doesn't come through for me today, I'm sunk, And so he has just been faithful, but, you have to stay in that conversation, if you will, with him. And so in his word and just talking to him and corporate fellowship and worship. And we had numerous events that we would go to throughout the year, conferences and things, but staying plugged into the wider body of Christ. We cannot do it alone. I mean,
right.
You were always have been a big encouragement to me and as an overcomer.
Yeah.
I mean, quite frankly, and so it doesn't matter what life throws at us. I mean, the grace of God is there if we'll accept it, if we'll receive it and walk in it, if you will, to overcome any situation, any problem.
I mean, it's like any relationship, right, Bruce? If you're talking about a relationship with Jesus, to put it in perspective for the listener, I mean, if you're married, you have a relationship with your spouse. If you have children, you have a relationship with your children. You're out there in the marketplace, you have a relationship with your coworkers.
Correct.
So if you just bring it down to that level and say, okay, what makes those relationships prosper? Well, communication, right? Spending time in those relationships. And so why would a relationship be any different with Jesus, right? So
that's correct. We tend to over-spiritualize things and kind of get too religious, if you will. I would just encourage everybody, whatever you're doing, if you're worshiping, if you're praying, if whatever you're doing, pretend like put a chair in front of you and just act like Jesus is in that chair or your Heavenly Father is in that chair, the Holy Spirit, and relate to them like they are, because they are, a real person. And they are there with you. If you're a believer, you have the Holy Spirit. And so, but relating to them as that ever-present near God who sees and cares and hears makes all the difference in the world. And we learned a lot of that at IHOP.
Yeah.
With the 24/7.
Well, and you are a testimony of being an overcomer. I mean, you mentioned 8 surgeries and 12 years of battling this chronic pain. And I'm thinking my friend Lex Luger, who could probably relate. I posted something recently. A strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you thought you couldn't do. And of course,
there's
so many scriptures that come to mind, right? I can do all things through Christ
who strengthens me.
His strength is made perfect in our weakness, right?
Yes.
So many scriptures that come to mind that can help us be an overcomer. And we just got a minute or two left here. But man, your story, Bruce, I appreciate you coming into the studio today. And I mean, I say this with sincerity, but man, I do. I love you and your family, and so grateful that the Lord crossed our path back in 1995, and here we are all these years later.
We love the Koloffs, man. We have stayed connected with you and your family, and it's just, you guys have been a blessing.
Well, the feeling is mutual, and if people want to find out more, let's say they're in the Concord, Kannapolis area, or maybe even the Charlotte area, I mean, where can people find more information about the Sports Center?
SportsCenterNC.com is the website, okay. And we're located right behind the Carolina Mall movie theaters and the Carolina Mall, and so we're the only thing really behind that. And, okay. On Country Club Drive. So
okay, awesome. And for our listeners out there, I hope today you've been encouraged by Bruce's story and overcoming in the face of adversity. Listen, there's not one of us. If you've got that personal relationship with Jesus, or if you don't, today be a great day to surrender your heart and your life to Jesus and just become a follower of Christ. And then you too have the power, the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Jesus living and dwelling in you to be an overcomer, that no matter what adversity you might face, no matter how discouraged you might get, with Jesus for us, who could be against us, right, Bruce?
That's right. Christ in us, the hope of glory.
The hope of glory. God bless you. See you next time on It's Time to Man Up.
Men, I would like to challenge each of you to consider spending 5 days with Lex Luger and I at Man Camp, pursuing the heart of God. Ladies, if you're listening, we'll send your men home better equipped to be men of God, godly husbands, and godly fathers. If that appeals to you, give them your blessing and encourage them to sign up today at mancamp.info. Pastors, if you would like to bring Koloff for Christ Ministries and Man Up Conference to your community, go to koloff.org and email me. Remember this, it's time to man up. If you feel you're receiving value from this show, it's time to man up, and you'd like to support the show along with Koloff for Christ Ministries, go to koloff.org, koloff.org, and make a donation of any amount. A note, you want my latest book, and you'll receive a personalized copy of Nikita, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption.